Noelle Carter is a why-not kind of cook. She does the Daily Dish column in the LA Times and runs the test kitchen there and does a lot of asking, as in, why not make that myself? Well, her latest project is quark. Not the physicist's neuron proton quark, but the dairy quark that's heading into its moment in the sun. Noelle, it's good to have you back with us.
It's so great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, I think we need a definition. What is quark?
You know, it's a fresh, creamy style cheese. And there are variations of it that can be found kind of almost throughout the world. But this type of cheese is mostly, it's particular to kind of the Scandinavian region, northern Europe, and parts of Russia.
And so now making it, do you need a culture? Do you need something beyond, you know, just some way to separate the curds and whey?
You know, you don't. You just need to make a quick trip to the grocery store. You can use all your own kitchen equipment, and you can whip it up in like 2 days.
Okay, so how do you do it?
I love this. It's so easy. Take a couple cups of milk. We were testing it with whole milk, but I've also tried it with lactose-free milk and non-fat milk. Bring that milk to a simmer on the stove. Make sure the pot's completely clean. Bring it to a simmer on the stove. Let it come to room temperature, and then whisk in maybe a half cup of buttermilk. Let that sit overnight at room temperature, and you'll notice overnight it'll thicken to like a yogurt-like consistency. Take that and strain it overnight in, say, like a cheesecloth-lined strainer, and the next morning you've got cheese.
That's it.
It doesn't get any simpler than that. I mean, even I could do it, and I'm so intimidated by the whole thought of making cheese.
Is there any harm that can come to it, or spoilage or whatever, by leaving it out for a day?
You know, when it thickened initially overnight, it did kind of have like a fresh cheesy smell, but nothing off or negative whatsoever. When we strained it, in the refrigerator, and I specify that in the recipe, and then you can keep it for, I think we had a batch in there for almost a week, but I'd recommend, you know, maybe 3 to 4 days. But no, I mean, it was totally simple, and you get this wonderful, creamy cheese that's kind of similar to a mascarpone meets a sour cream meets a yogurt. So, you know, I'm testing all these different batches of quark, and I'm wondering, is what I'm making really cheese? Is this really what I think it is? And so I took it to Norbert Wabnig, who owns the cheese store of Beverly Hills, and he takes a bite, and then he takes another bite, and he's like, this is the best quark I've had in a long time. What is your secret? And we tried, he had quark in the store that he's selling, and we tried them side by side, and the homemade stuff was actually, it was creamier, it was lighter, and it did have more of a personality and a depth of flavor than the store-bought stuff.
So it has a little tang to it, but a lot of richness.
Oh yeah, it's wonderfully rich, and it's got this nice, bright, not too assertive, but a nice bright tang that really gives a nice lift to, say, if you're spreading it on a bagel, or if you're putting it in a sandwich. There are recipes, like German and Austrian recipes, for using it in cheesecakes and strudels. I mean, it's just, it's a wonderful cheese.
How do you like to use it?
Okay, I'm simple. I'm really simple. I would throw some granola in there and some fresh berries and call it breakfast.
That's it?
That's it.
But you can bake with it. And so, I mean,
you can bake with it. We did a tart with it that we ran with the story, an asparagus and a bacon and a fresh, almost like a quiche-like tart. And the cheese just lent this amazing richness. But you got that nice, bright tang that still, as heavy as the tart might have been, it still had this lightness to it because of the tang from the cheese. It was just wonderful.
Noelle, thank you.
Thank you.
Noelle Carter writes the Daily Dish column for the LA Times. Find her recipe for quark cheese on the website, splendidtable.org.